Hello and welcome to another episode of Problems and Prophecies, a show where I, Seamus, will give you insight into the life of a modern witch. All advice is up for your interpretation and should be taken with a grain of salt. Space. I love space. And you should too. Why limit yourself to the energies of the trees around you when you can tap into giant toxic balls of fire? There are literally endless possibilities when it comes to the great beyond, so this post will be more of general tips and practices you can do to get your cosmic groove on. It's easiest to start with the biggest thing in the night sky, the moon. The moon can be incorporated into spells and other ritual work based simply on its current phase. For example, the full moon is a wonderful time for healing and cleansing magic, while the new moon is better for curses and divination. Combine the new moon with our previous techniques for hexes for a stellar spell that will rock your world. The moon is commonly used in the craft, based somewhat on the fact that it creates ocean currents. This also explains why the moon is usually connected to symbols of water, and why moon water is an everyday tool in rituals. Making moon water is as simple as charging a jar of water with your desired intent and letting it sit in moonlight overnight. However, people may think you're a little odd for casting spells with the moon. They may even call you a lunatic. Just remember to stand your ground and remind them that this isn't a phase. Expand your reach past the moon and you'll come to our next range of celestial energies, the planets in our solar system. Each planet has general attributes assigned to it based on basic astrology. Venus, for example, represents money and love. This explains Bananarama's famous line. Incorporate planets into spell work to give your spells a kick. And thanks to NASA, you can even listen to what each planet sounds like to really put you in the mood. My personal favorite is Jupiter, linked below. It will take you to another world. Dive even further into the vast wasteland of space and dip into the energies of stars and constellations. Stargazing is by far one of my favorite space-related activities, and there's nothing better for grounding yourself than relaxing as you stare into the night sky. Oh, the irony. If stargazing starts to get a little boring, star maps are a great way to turn your dull affair into a puzzle game. There's also a solution to the, oh my god, it's 15 degrees outside, I'm never leaving my house problem. Crystal grids. You can channel the energies of certain constellations by laying them out with crystals or with some rocks you found lying around your house. Use whatever works for you, because your spells will only work if you think they will work. Have fun with all the energies space has to offer. Hit up Jupiter, hit up Venus, don't cry over spilled moon water, and I'll see you next time on Problems and Prophecies. Goodbye!